farmer.
Yeah.
The place where a farmer let his cows graze, yeah, they call that
pasture.
Was that usually fenced in or open or?
Well, up to about 1875, it was open territory, but they started bringing in barbed wire fences about that time. They had a big, they call it a fence war about that time. A bunch of people didn't want the fences, and they wanted the cows to roam around on other people's property. And they'd turn around and go around with wire cutters to cut the wire. And there was lots of trouble about that time, but it finally prevailed where they had fences, and it finally stuck.
Was there any other type of wire fencing used on farms besides barbed wire?
Well, yes, I suppose so, not too much. Around people's garden, they want to keep the chickens out there. They've got what's called chicken wire. Chicken wire is kind of a mesh wire, a bunch of meshes. If you put it up, chickens can't get through it. There's several different types of chicken wire. They have some of them big meshes and some of them little meshes. Barbed wire is mainly for the control of cows. When cows get into that barbed wire, cut them all to pieces. Not all the pieces, but I mean, they learn to keep out of that stuff. It's got those barbs. After they get cut several times by that barbed wire, they learn to stay away from it.
Can you remember seeing any fences around here before the day when you had a wire fence? Made a long wooden rail?
Yeah, that's called a snake fence, or let's see, it's a zigzag fence, rail fence. It's a rail fence, and they call them snake fences too, because they'd use small timbers, and the timbers that would be about maybe 8 or 10 feet long, and they put stack them one way, and then they stack the others this way, and there'd be a vertical piece holding the 2 inches together. I think they wired them and nailed them or something like that. Now that was an inexpensive kind, but it wasn't too good on holding cows. You get a bunch of wild cows and they'd tear one of those fences up.
Well, you remember people had wooden fences. Sometimes they'd have them around their front yard or around their garden. It was painted white. Do you remember if that was called anything in particular? Kind of, I guess it was for looks more than anything else.
They paint fences white? Well, I'm not familiar.
Have you ever heard of people talk about painted fences?
Picket fence? Well, a picket fence is a special kind. A fence, picket fence is pointed on the end. I mean, it's a bunch of pickets wired together, and it comes in rows. But a picket fence would most likely be a red fence. I mean, it'd be a maroon color. And you go to Sears Roebuck and get those things. They've got two heights of picket fences. One bunch of picket fences about maybe 3.5 feet high, and the other's about maybe 5 feet. When you put your picket fence up, you've got to dig some post holes and put some cedar posts in those post holes, and then you've got to take some 2x4s and